tired of going through life, just surviving. Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome to another episode of Maximum Mindset Mondays. And today I want to talk about a special topic. Look, you can't always compete with looks, brain power, right? Athleticism. There are things that the else might always be better at, okay? And for me, throughout my life, as if you've ever followed my story, then growing up, I was labeled with a learning disability, and it really challenged my perception of myself, okay, which I'm going to talk about in another episode of why we do what we do and want what we want, why we feel the way we feel about life as a whole and all of that. But in this, I want to talk about these factors, right? And we eliminate ourselves out of a lot of things because we say we're not as good looking, we're not strong enough or as the next guy, we're not as smart as them, we're not as accomplished, we're not this, we're not that. And throughout my life, as I was saying, I was told I had a learning disability. My mother was addicted to crack. I lived in poverty. I saw violence and people doing absolutely nothing with their life. And I thought that was the play, right? Like, I thought that's what life was, and that's what I was supposed to be as a human being. More than that, I thought that's all I could be, all I could have. Like, what was around me was it, right? And I was ashamed of who I was. I wouldn't read. I wouldn't engage in any type of education setting because I was so intimidated and I didn't want anyone to see my weaknesses. I didn't want them to see that, wow, this guy is not as smart or this guy has trouble reading or his comprehension is subpar. And so I would just outright avoid all of those things because I was definitely scared, man. I really thought that the way I was born and what I was born into was my lot in life, that I couldn't have more, that the good life was reserved for someone else. It was reserved for those guys that were born smart and more athletic and rich, whatever, okay? And I really believed this. I went through my life believing that I was the sum of what all of these people said I was, right? And I had a shift in my life, I would say in the 2000, around 2000, early 2000s. I had just had my second child, my daughter, and I was living not even paycheck to paycheck. How, like, you get paid and it's gone and then some. As soon as you get paid, you're already in the negative. That was me. We were living in low-income housing. The fixed, it's like $450 for a two-bedroom, and then it can even be less if government assistance is in there or involved. I was in that type of setting. And I really looked around, and I said, man, my kids are going to grow up exactly like I did if I don't do something. But because of my fears, I had dropped out of high school. Like, I thought that school was not for me. I thought that learning was not for me, that education was, again, reserved for the smart people, for the advantaged, and that crime and poverty and just barely making it, just having to survive was what we would have to live by. And I had this epiphany that if I didn't do something, that they were going to grow up exactly like I did. And I didn't want that. One of the things that I promised myself when I became a father was to give them more than what I had, which wasn't a lot, but hell, something more than what I had. And at that point, they might have had loving parents, but they didn't have any other advantage. They were going to grow up just like I did if I didn't do something. So I joined the military. And a lot of people that know me know this story. It was one of the best decisions, one of the hardest decisions that I've made, because they don't allow you to backtrack, right? Like once you're in. And when I made this decision to finally accept that I'm here, right? Like I chose to be in the Army, no matter how much I'm regretting it right now. I chose this for my life, and I am going to become the very best at this. At least I'm going to give it my best shot. So I immersed myself. If you've ever listened to any of my podcasts, interviews, stuff like that, then you'll know a little bit about this story. So I won't go too in depth with that. But fast forward, I'm in the military. I've immersed myself in being a soldier. I've embodied it. I'm falling in love with the art. And I get the opportunity to go to a special operations sniper school. When I say that it was a rare opportunity, and it was an opportunity that most people fail, okay? The attrition rate was super high. The man that drove me, right, to the school, he was in the school with me, okay? And we weren't like great friends. We knew each other, and we were like, let's ride together. He failed on day one. So they send him packing. I have no ride, all right, right? No vehicle now because this man failed. But that's how hard it was, okay? It was a mind fuck from day one, okay? They wouldn't tell you how well you were doing throughout the course. You just knew if you were still there, you were doing something right, okay? As I went through this, I understood very early in this that I was outmatched. And what I mean by that was I was probably the most junior and most inexperienced soldier that was in that class. Okay. I was surrounded by these elite special operations individuals that had years and years of experience over me. Okay. Many of them had already been through different sniper or marksmanship courses, and this was my first one. I had never been to a situation like this ever in my life. I knew that physically I wasn't as strong as them. I knew mentally I wasn't as strong as them, and I had to fight a lot while I was in this school, this past association, which is something else I'm going to talk about in another podcast, but our associations. But I associated myself with being dumb. You have to remember. And though I started finding success in the military, it doesn't mean that you're not haunted by, you know, this past self, right? Like it doesn't creep up and try to latch back onto you and pull you back to that old person that you once were. Okay. So while I'm going through this course, I'm having to fight my own mind, my own association, past association to the child and the young man that everyone said I was compared to the man I was striving to be. Okay. Many people in this situation, they feel this intimidation. And our first response is to go backwards, right? To just run away, to back out of it completely. I've seen some people self-sabotage, like try to fail, try to do whatever was necessary to be out of the equation. And I won't lie, that thought came through my head several times. I was like, the easy way is just to flunk everything and just give them every reason to boot me and send me back home. And I thought, I have no ride to get home anyway, so I might as well fucking try. I might as well just give it my best shot. And I literally told myself I probably won't pass, but why not? Early in my military career, let me backtrack a little bit. I actually, it dates back even further than that. But I began probably in my, I don't know, early 20s, maybe 19, 20 years old. I began to wonder, what if? All right, what if I could? What if I could have a better life? What if I could be somebody that my kids would look at and be like, yo, that's my dad, man. What if I could make a change in the world? What if I could lead leaders? What if I changed some kids' lives that were like me? What if? And so as I sat there and I was like, I have no ride, I might as well sit here and try. What if I pass? What if I do the impossible? And so I decided to stay and to work my white ass off. Like when I say work as the people in my, because we had bays that, and there was like, I think there was double bunks, two, four, I think there was about six people in a bay. I think, I can't really remember. It's been hell over a decade ago. Either way, as these jokers are snoring, I'm studying, right? When people were taking breaks, I was either studying the gun, behind the gun, trying to get extra reps, talking to instructors. Like I was doing everything I possibly could to outwork the person beside me. As the course progressed, people would fail. And then the core group, just the ones that were understanding it, and they then it just people stopped falling off, and it was like the core group. And there was a SF medic that was in the course with us. And I really looked up to him because he was super smart, man, like extremely smart. And I would always go to breakfast and I would try to go to lunch. Basically, all the meals I would try to weasel my way to be at the same table as him. And so we go through the course, and I thought he was a shoo-in, man. Now, he wasn't my partner because eventually we got partnered up for culmination stages and evolutions that we had to go through, but got matched up to with a Turkish guy, which it was actually a pretty good experience. But here nor there, that's not the point of this. Sorry about that. Listen, we go through the course, and at the very end, there's this culmination operation that we have to do, and you and a partner have to go out on a mission, right? They give you a mission brief. They tell you exactly what you're looking for, what your objectives for the mission are. Okay. And so you're set out and you go. And you have to wait for hours and hours for your target and all these different things, right? And it was extra credit. So if you were on the bubble, and because there was a point where they were keeping the core group, as I was saying, and you were going to get to the very final in state, and that's when they would cut the final people. Either you passed or you failed at that point. And so we're at that point, right? And this mission gave you some extra points if you were on that bubble. If you and none of us knew if we were on the bubble, so we all knew we had to fucking work hard. We knew that we had to do something extremely well on this op in order to sway the eyes of our instructors, or the minds, should I say, or their judgment. Either way, we're going through this, and they in the training operation, we all come back, and I find out that he failed. And I was like, so I had to ask him, like, what do you mean you failed? Like, how did you fail? I was in my mind, I'm for sure this man is going to pass. Well, we have to make loopholes in vegetation, which is basically what you're looking through. You have, let's say, a bush, and you would cut like a little hole in the bush so you could shoot and see through it. So that way the bullet would have a free flow to the target and you could see clearly to the target. So you would have to do that. And there was a technique behind it so it looked natural. He made his loophole literally a circle. And the instructors, some of the most experienced men I have ever had the pleasure of training under, they've been doing this for decades. Okay. Probably longer than some of us had been alive at that point. Okay. And so they're going to see obvious things. They're going to notice even more subtle things. My God, there was a guy that failed because his leaf turned upside down and the shiny side hit the sun and they caught him. And so he got gauged for it. This guy made a perfect circle because he's overthinking the task. And they catch him. He ends up failing because I guess he was on the bubble. And I ended up passing this course first time through, right? Which, again, it's fairly rare. Not too many of us would pass all the way through on the first time. And what I realized is, though this man had more experience than me, right? Smarter than me, could run faster, ruck harder. You couldn't outwork me. All right. When everybody else was dreaming, I was working. Everybody else was eating, I was working. On the weekends, I was fixing my ghillie, working, studying, because I knew I had everything to lose. I knew I was already behind the eight ball. And there's probably some people listening to me right now that feel like they're behind the eight ball. Life has given them a shit hand, and it probably has, man. Okay. And let me tell you something. You can always work harder than the person beside you. You want to be an actress, actor. You want to be a scientist. You want to be the next president. You want to be a soldier. You want to be whatever you want to be, man. Work harder than everybody else, and I guarantee you, nothing will stop you. Nothing. But you have to be willing to work harder than the rest. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes. Wake up at 4:30, stay up till 3, whatever it is. And until you're ready to work your ass off, you're not going to have it. And you know what? Just because you're talented, just because you might have a little more brains than somebody else, just because somebody else has qualities that the world says should elevate them, doesn't mean that they will find success if they don't have a hard work ethic, because somebody like me is working right behind them. And as they take their breaks, as they to the crowd, as they wave to the crowd and do their little, oh, I got time, so I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna take my breath. I got this deal. I'm still moving. I'm still pressing forward with all of my might. Take the fight to life. Put pressure on life. And I swear to God, you will get what you want. It doesn't matter if we're talking about marriage. Look, I can give you so many stories in my life where busting my ass, working with every ounce, every fiber of my being, day in, day out, being consistent. And that is the superpowers, being consistent, y'all. Working hard plus being consistent equals greatness, equals success, equals your dreams becoming fucking reality. You can do it. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter the things that you can't do or the world says you can't do. Remember, I'm the guy that they said had a learning disability. Do you know that I read a chapter a day now every single morning? Rain, shine, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. That is my routine. I love it. I am immersed in knowledge now. I used to run from it. I became a sniper. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy title to grab hold of and earn. Many fail, many more than that make it. And I was the lesser. I was walking amongst giants. These people were better in every area of life, but I worked harder. Let me tell you something. You have a choice. You can choose to make every excuse of why you can't, or you can make the excuses of why you will. You can choose to bust your ass day in, day out, consistent, while everybody else is taking breaks, you're moving forward. While everybody else is taking their foot off the gas, you're pressing harder. You just keep grinding, keep driving, and I swear to you, you will have everything and much more in your life than you could ever imagine, okay? But it starts with hard work, and it ends there as well. So I encourage you, if you're like me and you didn't have the best cards dealt to you, you've come from disadvantaged life or background. The field that you're in is dominated by people who have it better than you or were prepared better than you. Okay. Don't let that be an excuse. Let it be motivation, baby. That's motivation. My God, how are you going to feel when you cross that finish line and hold your hand up in the air with victory, right? How are you going to feel when you get that job, make that money, author and publish that book, save lives, whatever it is that you're after? But it starts with hard work, consistency, and the equation will be reality, your dreams becoming reality. Look, I hope this helps somebody. I know I rambled a little bit. Listen, I know I can't delve into everything just on a podcast. What I can tell you is that I have a coaching program. You can go to doistate.com and you can sign up and get involved with my group coaching program. And there's a couple different options there. I have a group coaching program, then I have an elite group as well. So if you want a little more, if you're like me and you have to go to that next level in life, I have an option for that as well. Okay. And if you want one-on-one coaching, if you're not ready to be put in a group and you think, hey man, I just need you one-on-one, send me a message, right? MrTenacity40@gmail.com. All one word, 40. Okay. I'm on Facebook. You can send me a message there, Chad Osinga. Mr. Tenacity on all the platforms except for Twitter, which is the Legend of You podcast. Okay. Send me a message. I'll get you involved in the one-on-one coaching or the group coaching. But that's where I can really dive into your situation on a one-on-one basis and help you create a roadmap to your success. I encourage you to get involved. I encourage you to begin to be tenacious towards your dreams and turning those dreams into realities, all right? Starts with hard work, being tenacious, and honestly, a lot of consistency. Look, you got it within you. It always has been. It always will be. Until next time, go kill it.